high atop the San Francisco skyline. This is the Damon Bruce Show on 95.7 The Game. Now, Damon Bruce.
Great to have you along today. We're an hour away from Warriors warm-up. The Warriors are back at home for a three-game homestand, which Klay Thompson is going to donate $1,000 for every point scored to North Bay Fire Relief. That is fantastic. I hope he goes bonkers. We asked Mark Spears if Kerr might give him a longer rope or call more plays for him, and he didn't think that the strategy would get changed quite that dramatically, but look for his own teammates to try to feed him and get him more involved early on. It's time for this Warrior team to, I don't want to say wake up and join the season, but they haven't been the Warrior team that we are used to yet. Still a long ways to go. Hopefully they get back into the, hey, that reminds us of the Golden State Warriors, certainly defensively, during this three-game homestand, and hope Klay goes absolutely off for a good cause. Love saying hello to new players, new rookies. We have pretty much spoken with a decent amount of the Niner rookie class so far this year, but we haven't had the chance to say hello to Matt Breida, who basically, as an undrafted running back, came out of nowhere to be a contributor that I think is going to have a bright future with this team and in this league. All rookies need to do is pass one or two tests. Are you overwhelmed? Do you look like you belong? And I think Matt Breida is passing these tests with flying colors. Matt, thank you very much for joining us. Damon Bruce, it's a pleasure to have you on the show. How you doing today?
Doing good. Thanks for having me on the show.
It's really good to have you on here. I know it's been a tough start for you guys, and it's not going to get any easier going to Philadelphia this week. But how are you doing? Like, tell me there's a way for you to find some enjoyment in your rookie year, that you are having a good time, that you're using this time to really learn what it takes to be an everyday player in the NFL.
Oh, yes, I'm enjoying it a lot. You know, I knew coming here that, you know, it's going to be a process, you know, rebuilding the whole team and with a new coaching staff. So, you know, I'm just enjoying every step of the way and learning new things every day.
Undrafted out of Georgia Southern, what has this journey been like for you? I mean, when you were at Georgia Southern, I doubt you were, you know, sitting around thinking about NFL dreams, you know, but here it is for you. Or maybe you were. Maybe this is where you've seen yourself your entire career. What was it like to go from nobody recognizing you to now a lot of people recognizing what you do?
You know, it was pretty crazy. You know, being from Georgia Southern, you know, after my sophomore, junior year, you know, everyone said, you know, I had a real good shot at making the NFL. And then, you know, my senior year wasn't as good as those 2 years. So, you know, my stock kind of went down, but everyone said, you know, you still got a shot. And then, you know, I knew it was reality, you know, once I had about 16 teams had called me the week right before the draft and were all interested in me and bringing me in. So, you know, I always knew, you know, even since I was little, that is my dream to make the NFL. So I'm just happy I was able to make my dream come true.
Were you expecting to hear your name on draft day? And when you didn't, did it hurt?
You know, I kind of did. You know, I kind of did expect my name to be on draft day just from, you know, what people were saying. But, you know, after, you know, I knew my name wasn't called, that, you know, whatever team, you know, got me, they were going to get a great player. You know, I knew I was going to do everything I can to make the team great.
49er running back Matt Breida here on the Damon Bruce Show. So you come to the Niners as an undrafted rookie free agent. And let me tell you, pretty good list of undrafted backs. You got Fred Jackson there, Arian Foster. Priest Holmes was undrafted, for goodness sakes.
Mm-hmm.
So this is, you know, I think well set up. They say that running backs reveal whether or not they can play in this league very early in their careers. And I think that you have revealed that you can play very early on here in your career. As a matter of fact, the guy that you share your backfield with, Carlos Hyde, is even talking about you guys' little thunder and lightning he's brought up.
Oh, yes. You know, Carlos, you know, he's a great running back. And just, you know, for me being here with him, you know, I learned so much from him, not only on the field, but off the field, you know, how to conduct yourself. And like I said, you know, I'm just happy to be here. You know, I feel like we got one of the best coaching staffs in the NFL. So I just love being the 49er.
How frustrating is the locker room right now with the fact that you guys are 0-7 and heading to the team with the best record in the NFL?
You know, I would say we're a little bit, you know, we feel like, you know, we should have won a lot of those games. We lost by a couple points. But overall, you know, we're all still together. You know, we all believe in each other. And like I said, we know it's a process. We take it one week at a time, one game at a time. And like I said, the wins will eventually come. We just got to, you know, stay together.
Matt's got to be a little difficult dealing with inconsistent touches. Only 3 carries last week. Have you talked about Shanahan seeing more of the field going forward as this becomes about the future more than it's actually about the present?
No. Like I said, I just go out there and do my role on the team. If it's 2 or 3 touches or it's me playing special teams, you know, I'm happy. You know, I'm playing the NFL. That's all I can ask for. Whatever the team asks me to do, I'm going to do. So,
that is
not worried about that at all.
Perfect attitude from Matt Breida. Fantastic answer. I'm sure if they're listening down in Santa Clara, that's exactly what they want to hear, man. I'm sure you got a lot of reps there with C.J. Beathard on the second team before Kyle Shanahan made that quarterback change. What do you think of Beathard? Did both of you guys are going to this rookie experience together? Who are some of the guys in your rookie class that you've really bonded with?
Probably I'll say all the rookies. You know, Ruben Foster, D.J. Jones, Trent Taylor, Kendrick Bourne, all those guys, you know, we all bond close together. You know, me and CJ, like you said, we're taking reps back in OTAs, rookie OTAs and everything. And, you know, I feel like we're all close together. And all the rookies, you know, we're on the same page. You know, we want to become great. We want to bring a Super Bowl back to San Francisco. And, you know, CJ, he's just a calm, cool, and collected guy. You know, when he got in there in the Washington game, he went in there like a pro. And, you know, I was very impressed, you know, how he handled himself. And, you know, he's going to continue to do that.
Matt, how does a guy like you end up at Georgia Southern? I mean, you seem to be a major conference talent to go to Georgia Southern. What happened? Did you not expose yourself enough in the recruiting process? Was there not enough interest in you? How does a guy with your talent end up at a small school?
Like you said, you know, guys get overlooked. You know, I had all their D1 offers like Toledo and Ball State, stuff like that. But, you know, I thought Georgia Southern was the best fit for me. It was close to home, and I knew that they were going D1 eventually after my freshman year. So, you know, I just felt like it was the right fit. You know, you definitely know how Georgia Southern, you know, it's a big brotherhood. And I'm big on that. You know, someone's got my back and they're going to have my back. So, you know, that was the main reason of why I went there. And like I said, no matter how good you are, the NFL will always find you if you got talent. And that's what happened with me.
It's a great attitude, man. You got a fantastic attitude. Where is home? Tell me about home. Are you from a small town with one traffic light in it?
No, I'm from Tampa, Florida.
I've heard of Tampa. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, my sister actually lives in Tampa. You two know each other? Okay. Should we talk about this?
No. I'll
get on that. Now, Matt Breida here on 95.7 The Game. You know, whenever we talk to anyone with the Niners, we always wrap up by asking, what's the latest show on Netflix that you decided that you wanted to binge watch? What are you power watching these days, Matt, besides game film, of course?
Latest show. You got me there. Honestly, I don't even know. That's tough. I've been into a lot of, not so much Netflix, but I'm a big Live PD fan. I watch Live PD all the time. I don't know if you watch that show or not, but that's one of my shows I always watch.
No, tell me about it. What is it?
It's basically, you know, a show they go around following police, you know, 24/7, you know, just watching what they do, and it's all live. So they could be pulling somebody over. And, you know, it's all live. It happens right there. So there's no, like, you know, acting or stuff going on. So, you know, it's one of the shows, you know, I just really enjoy and, you know, get to see what they do day to day.
Has coming to the Niners made you more aware of police in society? I mean, obviously, Eric Reid has picked up the torch that Colin Kaepernick started last year. Is this something that you and your teammates discuss? I mean, do you talk about these episodes with them a lot?
I would say no, not a lot. Like I said, a lot of us are close, you know, a lot of us guys, you know, we really don't talk about stuff like that because, you know, I feel like when you get on that subject, it divides a lot of guys. And, you know, that's what we don't need on our team right now is guys being divided. So, you know, we just try to, you know, just, you know, be brothers to each other and stay away from that subject.
Let me tell you, Matt, like I said, there's very few tests a rookie need pass. Do you look good? Do you look overwhelmed? How comfortable are you? Do you look natural out there? And I guess another test is, hey, how do you deal with the media? This was fantastic, man. Great interview. Appreciate your answers. And we wish you the very best of luck going forward, going to Philadelphia. I think big things are coming for you, young man. Thank you very much for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Matt Breida here on the Damon Bruce Show. Nice guy.
Very nice.
Very, very nice guy. He's from Tampa. Now I got to ask, where exactly is Georgia Southern? Must be in southern part of Georgia. Well, Georgia Southern, probably in the southern part of Georgia.
That would be my first guess.
Probably safe assumption to be made.
I've never heard of live PD, by the way, on A&E. That's interesting.
I have never heard. I can't believe that any police department in 2017 would be like, yeah, cool, go ahead, roll on us live as it's happening.
Yeah, no doubt.
Wow.
Anything could happen. That's crazy.
Hey, maybe that, you know, knowing that Big Brother is watching keeps people in check. I'm a big believer that all police should wear body cameras that are recording every interaction they have for their safety, for the person's safety, for any, for just everyone.
For everyone involved.
Document this sucker. By the way, there's so much talk about how Vin Scully should have been brought back by the Dodgers for the World Series. Dude, after 67 years, would you let this man just fade away like he wants to?
He's having a lot of fun right now, though, leading up to the first pitch here.
He is. We have Vin Scully. I mean, look at him, though. The mic is shaking a little bit. You know, I mean, he's an older guy.
There.
He's up there, and he is out welcoming everyone to Dodger Stadium right now. People desperately want him doing these games. He wanted to get out of the way. He wanted to bow out. He didn't want to be the story. By the way, can you imagine a modern broadcaster not wanting to be the story?
Yeah, that's never happened.
Jeez. Talk about growing your brand.
Yeah.
Look at Vin. He still looks great. What is he singing? Take me out to the ball game?
I'm not sure because we don't have any audio here. But
yeah, we don't have any audio. You know what I think he just said? I can read lips.
What?
I think he just said, it's time for Dodgers baseball. Which is the single best Vin Scully I got for you. I never claimed to be good at that.
And a little Fernando Valenzuela sighting there.
Yeah. Dodgers were very convincing in Game 1 of the World Series. We'll see how they look in Game 2, just moments away from starting Chavez Ravine.
Warm again, too. Yeah. Temperatures of 99 degrees right now. So
a little cooler than 103.
Los Angeles.
Yeah, thank you very much, Jerry. Oh, Jared. So, we just spent a little time on the Niners. Look, 0-7 means a little time on the Niners is probably enough time to spend on them right now, especially with the Raiders, who have got, you know, now that they've won their must-win game, it's very important to keep winning. You can't go back to that losing column now. And this is a tough, tough test in Buffalo that they're going to face. Jack Del Rio knows it. He was talking with the media today.
Got Buffalo week. Good football team. They're 4-2. They're 3-0 at home. And they're playing really good defense and running the ball well. And got a dynamic playmaker at quarterback. And they're doing a lot of good things. So Sean's off to a great start. So we're getting ourselves prepared to go up, travel well, and take care of business.
Del Rio getting ready for Buffalo and getting ready for Buffalo, knowing that Marshawn Lynch ain't going
to
be there.
We'll plug in as we need to, you know. Next guy up is always our approach, you know, whether a guy's injured or whatever causes, you know, a guy to miss a game. So yeah, we'll carry on just like that.
What if not having Marshawn Lynch to feed the ball to is the best thing that happened to the running game for the Raiders all season long? Just throwing it out there, man. Just throwing it out there. Do I like Marshawn Lynch? You know what? I don't dislike Marshawn Lynch. I understand he's an Oakland hometown hero. You know, his persona is beginning to rub me the wrong way. I would like the Marshawn Lynch that I think might be a good teammate and good for the Raiders to reappear. He's got a week to think about it. Hopefully he makes the most of that week. You rub me the wrong way if you're going to go out and fight the good fight for a Kansas City Chief. I don't care if that's your mother under that helmet. Seriously, Gianna, I love you. You're a good, good friend. You're a great colleague. I love coming to work with you. If you started working for another afternoon drive show, that would be it. And I really, really, really like you. Marshawn Lynch doesn't like Marcus Peters a drop more than I like you and your family and wish you the very, very best. You'd be dead to me.
Well, then your competition at that point.
If you were competing against me, that would pretty much be it. We'd still be friends, but I wouldn't be helping you.
Of course not.
Wouldn't be helping at all. I wouldn't expect you to help me.
Ditto.
And all I can tell you is that if it were Marshawn Lynch about to be ejected from a game, I doubt a single friend of his would come running to the rescue. Because this is business. This isn't friends. This isn't family. This is business. And hopefully, he gets back into business mode. The guy who definitely got back into business mode was Amari Cooper after basically no showing since the very first drive of the year. Jack Del Rio talked about Cooper rejoining this season in a huge fashion, which actually had him named AFC Offensive Player of the Week.
I think he's stayed ready to go. I mean, that's, I've been watching him for a long time, too. He's a really good player. So, to me, he got back to being himself. And thought we did a good job getting him incorporated, which I'd like to see continue.
Want to get that physical specimen out there doing physical things. And Derek Carr went as far to compare Amari's physical attributes to a guy in the NBA who we know an awful lot about.
Super smart. Means he knows the whole playbook, you know. Whenever, you know, I think actually, you know, we just saw LeBron, you know. He was talking about how he played point guard, right, this past game. And you take a guy that's super smart that can go from playing the three and then go to play the one, and then he can go play the five, and he knows all the sets, he knows all the plays, you know, he can do all the same. Amari's the same kind mentally, you know, he's the same kind of guy where he can go and play X, F, he can play Y, he can play the Z, he can play H. I don't know if he can play quarterback, but, you know, I'm sure that he'd find a way to be successful.
Positionless football. Maybe Kentucky can start using that to recruit. By the way, your daily update that I hate all things Kentucky. Thank you for listening. It's my PSA. By the way, Chris Borland recorded a very interesting PSA that we'll get to here in just a little bit. Chris Borland, remember him? You might not. He used to play for the Niners. Derek Carr knows that his offensive coordinator, Todd Downing, has been under the heat lamp over the last few weeks. He gives him an A-plus this time around.
Oh, yeah. I mean, goodness. Whenever I can complete passes for him, he gets in a rhythm. You know, whenever I can help him in that aspect, you know, it'll always help him look better, you know. And so, you know, to see him, the cool thing about him was throughout the losses, through the two wins in the beginning and through that win, he wasn't any different. And that means so much to me because I try and be like that all the time, you know. And no one's perfect, but we try our best, you know. To be that way for our organization, for our coaches and our teammates. And there was no difference in him. When we did well, he celebrated with us. When we did bad, he coached it. He didn't come and demean people or anything like that. He was him. And, you know, that says a lot about his character. And it's so encouraging going forward knowing that, hey, we went through some adversity, but when that good day came, we were still the same. Even afterwards, we're like, hey, man, that was awesome, but now we got to move on, you know. To see that it didn't change was really cool.
There you go. A ringing endorsement of Todd Downing by Derek Carr. By the way, Carr, he's interested in what this running game might look like without Marshawn Lynch involved. He's got Rashard and Washington in his backfield this weekend.
They're going to have to play a big role, which is fine for them. They've done it before in games for us. They can both do the same things. It's not like, oh, man, we can only have Jalen do this, or, oh, DeAndre can only do this. Even Mays. Oh, man, only Mays can do this. All three of those guys, they can come in and play ball, you know. And that's, you know, as we've talked about with Coach Downing, everyone has a role, yes, but at the same time, you have to know everything. You know, you're responsible for every bit of information at your position so that if it happens, if someone, you know, is not able to play, you can jump in and be able to be the next man up. And those guys are, you know, guys that I trust. And that's definitely a big word for me, especially at that position. Those three guys are guys that I trust, and I know that they'll come in and do their job.
There you go. Didn't hear a lot about trust from Marshawn Lynch. Interesting. Maybe he was just trying to change the subject. Maybe he was just trying to move on and I'm overreading it. I got a guy here who says, Damon, you don't get it. Marshawn raised that dude. It's totally different. Hey, I don't care if he nursed him on his teat. I don't care. For these 3 hours, I'm a Raider, you're a Chief. That's the only relationship we share. For these 3 hours, that's my friend, that's my boy, that's my dog, that's my guy. Doesn't matter, friend. It doesn't matter. That's my mother. That's my brother. That's my uncle, aunt, sister, cousin. I don't care. That's a Chief. If the Chief is going to get thrown out, let him. That's how it works. Stop telling me that I don't get it when you clearly yourself do not get it. Thank you, PenskeAutoSales.com text line. By the way, when it comes to rooting for the Dodgers, Derek Carr had to say,
"I grew up, my first games going to growing up from being from Bakersfield, living in Bakersfield were Dodger games. And so definitely the Dodgers. I've definitely rooted for them since I was little. I was rooting for Aaron, you know, obviously to make it, but that's all right."
There you go. Rich Hill is, by the way, underway. Already a runner aboard for Houston, top of the first. Blister. Family over business. You sound like an ass. Thank you very much. You've been cut from my football team. Get out of here, you bum. Family over business. Not when the business is football. Football is a zero-sum game. I win, you lose. I have success, you fail. That's how this works. Don't ever be a tough Raider flexing nuts football fan ever again if you're defending Marshawn Lynch. And by the way, to prove to you I'm right, he's been suspended by the NFL. One game, making contact with an official. I don't care if you're claiming hysterical blindness because you love your brother that much wearing another uniform. Get out of here. Quit making excuses for stupid behavior. You'll sound smarter tomorrow. Trust me. Like there's some sort of cultural thing that I just don't understand. This is a football game. Guys are picking up big game checks at the end of it. What do you think we're doing here today? This isn't a reality TV show. There will be a winner. There will be a loser. For the winner goes the spoils. To the loser comes the consequence. That's how this works.
I mean, and Marshawn wasn't involved in what was happening. Like, it's just bottom line there. You don't leave the sidelines. You just don't need to run on the field at that moment. That's the problem.
Thank you
right
very
there.
Much.
That's just start at the beginning. That's the problem.
That is the problem. Hey, how about this? How would you like to go see a Tom Petty tribute band and your participation in said evening of rock and roll goes to help a really great cause, one that's near and dear to my heart? Unfortunately, I couldn't be at the Great American Music Hall to introduce the band next weekend. And what do you know? My compadre here will be Gianna. Tell them what the people can win.
Okay, so we're going to give away two pairs of tickets to the Great American Music Hall. It is happening November 4th, Saturday night. So great date night,
night
out for your with like your friends, your family, your girlfriend, your wife, whatever. An evening of classic American rock. You've got Petty Theft, a tribute band to Tom Petty. They're so good and they're so fun. Sean Ryan, also the opening act. So I will take callers number 5 and number 10. We'll give you a pair of tickets to go check out the event. And of course, if you want more information, check out mdasf.org. That's their website, Mission Dolores Academy. They're changing lives every day. And then Lorenzo and I actually spoke with the director, Paul Rechtenwald, from the Academy yesterday. So we
Fantastic.
Have that up on my blog on 957thegame.com to learn more about the school. And you've got all the links and info there as well.
Thank you very much for doing that. Mission Dolores Academy is this wonderful school which gives private school educational opportunities to kids who come from families who would not be in the private school conversation. It is a wonderful, wonderful cause. I have been there. I've actually gone to the school. When I was in the hospital, a whole bunch of kids sent me get well cards.
Oh, that's very sweet.
And that's who these kids are. They're really, really nice. They look you in the eye. You shake your hand. They introduce themselves. These kids are being raised right by great teachers, great school. Go ahead and help support if you can. Callers number 5 and 10, 888-957-9570. You get to go see Petty Theft at the Great American Music Hall, one of my favorite venues. With Gianna Franco.
I'll be there. Come
she
say
will
hi.
Sign an autograph, flat objects only. And if you do take a selfie, she's going to want to inspect it before you go public with it.
Probably.
Make sure it's on the right side. Make sure it's on the right side. So there you go. We're going to have more tickets to give away, maybe this hour, certainly tomorrow and the day after. So we invite you to keep on listening for sure. Too much football. Sounds crazy, right? Wrong.